Hey, Bart, it's me. My name is Rude Dog. Anyway, this war, it's built on lies. And about this Lynch girl lying, they can't be caught lying. They can't be caught printing the lies. Anyway, how about Colin Powell bringing those forged documents? Where are we on that? He brought the forged documents in front of the UN. What's going on with that? I thought there was going to be an investigation. What's going on? I know they were trying to start a war, but who? And that, in the eyes of the world, has got to be a killer for us. Keep up the good work, Bart.
Okay, one thing we should probably get out of the way first. I know everybody sees me as being extra super pro Jessica Lynch, but we have never heard a word from her. She, as far as we know, hasn't told any lies. Matter of fact, they haven't even said Jessica said she fired all the bullets and wouldn't be taking lives, such and such. They've only said, here's what she did. So if we're being lied to, and yeah, we should assume we are, if we're being lied to, it's so far, it's not from her. So maybe we should keep an eye on that. As far as Colin Powell and his phony documents, well, yeah, everybody knows it. It's clearer than Lake Concha, but nobody cares. As long as the press is backing up the liars, if the press refuses to cover what Bush is doing, then, yeah, the whole world's going to know, but America's not going to know. The average American, they might have heard, oh, wasn't there something on the news about some forgery or somebody? Yeah, whatever, I don't know, Colin Powell wouldn't lie, and Smirky wouldn't lie, so yeah, that must be some one of them liberal Clinton deals, you know. America doesn't know the facts, and we will not know the facts as long as the press keeps lying. We need to steer more people towards the English newspapers and the internet sites that are telling the truth. That's about the only chance we've got.
This is Fawn Otto reporting for Bart Cop Radio from Puritanville, South Carolina. Bart, I have an update on the Jessica Lynch story. Earlier today, I spoke with an orthopedic surgeon in Britain, and he told me that Jessica's reported injuries include 2 broken ankles, broken bones in her right foot, a broken wrist, head injuries, and apparent compression damage to the lower back. The surgeon indicated that in his experience, this pattern fits either a patient who was in a car accident, such as a truck crashing into another truck, or a climbing accident. Now, this is not definitive, but it certainly provides a more likely explanation of her injuries than torture or Steno Sue Schmid's horse manure report for the Washington Pravda, in which Schmid claimed that Lynch had fired her weapon until she had run out of ammunition and had received multiple gunshot and stab wounds. More later. Anyway, for Bart Cop Radio, deeply embedded in Bob Jones's large bowel, this is Fawn Otter.
That was very famous Fawn Otter. As you can tell, he's a foreigner living in South Carolina there. Oh, and also, he is the one who, I believe, wrote the original report about the Diebold crooked voting machines, those crooked Republican bastards and their crooked Diebold voting machines, those touch-tone dealies that screwed us out of the last 2 elections, probably. He wrote that story. I posted it, and I believe it was The Guardian in London picked it up and ran it saying, gee, in America, they don't even talk about the election except for this site and barcop.com. Now, The Guardian is like, I understand, the paper of record. It's the New York Times without the whore in London. So, hey, to get it mentioned by them is something, and it all belongs to Fawn Otter. But he said he talked to a British orthoped, as I think, and the doctor said in his experience, those injuries didn't seem to be more like a car wreck or a climbing accident. But then I got to thinking, how much experience would a British surgeon have with war wounds? I mean, was there a lot of people hurt real bad in the Falkland War? If I was a bad Iraqi soldier and I just captured a bunch of Americans, I would keep the pretty blonde, and since there are no rules and there are no laws, I would probably break her feet just to be sure she didn't run off. I mean, that's a pretty good guarantee. If you're in the desert, you break someone's feet, you're probably going to be able to locate them whenever you need them. The other thing, I wonder why they never mention that they say 2 broken bones in her legs. Now, you know, the femur is the big bone between the knee and the pelvis, and then you got them 2 sissy bones between the knee and the ankle. It's just funny how they don't mention the bone. No biggie there, but it's just typical bullshit reporting. You get half the story, and then you got to wonder if it's true. So, yes, it's very possible that Otter and the British surgeon are correct, but also it's possible that the version we've been given is correct. Just wanted to make that point, being devil's advocate.
Bart, see you, buddy. Keep up the great work. Love the site. Can't wait for the radio.
Hi, Bart. This is Medical Barbie. I wanted to tell you about the international fracking that happened. Now, I don't know why nobody's interested in this story on Bart Chat, but let me tell you. Remember the fracking that happened when the guy threw three grenades into the three different officers' tents? Wow. And you won't believe this. I heard it on Fox that what happened was that immediately after that, the whole U.S. Armed Services went on high alert. They thought it was, they were calling it a terrorist attack, whatever, an Iraqi attack. And 9 minutes later, in the confusion and chaos that surrounded the fragging, that was when the U.S. force shot down the RAF helicopter with the Patriot missile. So you can find this out for yourself, because the fragging happened on March 23 at 1:21 a.m. local time. And the RAF accident with the Patriot missile happened at 1:30 a.m. local time, 9 minutes later. So anyway, I thought that was interesting that I hadn't ever heard of an international fragging before, but there you go. That's the info. Anyway, keep up the good fight, Bart. Bye-bye.
Well, oddly, for the third time in four calls, I find myself being devil's advocate. Okay, the battle hadn't started yet. They were all assembled. They're all in the desert. It's 1 or 2 in the morning. Suddenly, let's say people remember a plane just having flown over. And then a couple of grenades go off in the commander's tents. Now, the battles hadn't started yet. Just all they know is they're out camping, and suddenly they got dead, they got wounded, they got bombs going off. 6, 7, 8 minutes later, here comes, in their mind, another plane. In their inexperience, and this being the first fight for most of them, that someone said, hey, here they come again, and someone in a panic pointed the Patriots or whatever they did to knock down the English plane. I think that may explain why more people aren't interested in the friendly fragging, if that's... Anyway, that's one possible explanation. Odd that we had that little string of calls there. Remember, we're looking for lots of fun calls, too. Impressions and jokes and the occasional outrage. I mean, come on, someone has to have heard O'Reilly and Hannity and the Vulgar Pig Boy and Laura the Unloved and, you know, Paul Harvey. I mean, Christ, we're surrounded by it. Someone has to have heard something that has outraged them, and when you hear it, pick up the phone right then. You got to remember, 918-493-1500. It's real easy to remember. I paid extra for the easy-to-remember phone number. So sometimes, call when you're mad. You don't have to use a bunch of really bad words, but if you call when you're mad, your passion will show a little bit more, and I don't know about you, but passion's all I got. Okay, thanks to everyone that called. We need more of them calls. Oh, also one thing. If you noticed, the sound was quite a bit better today. One of the many things I was doing wrong is I was recording the phone calls first, and then I would play that back as I recorded myself with the phones, and that's where we were losing a lot of the signal. So by just playing the phones and then me talking separately and then mixing the two later, I can't talk with the caller, but it sure, I assume, is easier for you to hear. So anyway, and be sure to call us, 918-493-1500. That's the Bart phone.